Thanks to grace God, in the past few evenings, we've been studying the Song of Solomon.
没有人不喜欢听爱情故事。
There's no one who's not loving to hear about the love story.
尤其我们身为爱情故事当中的主角，我们一定会沉迷在当中。
Especially if we are one of the starring characters in this love story, then we'll be more than interested to listen.
我们看所罗门跟他的王后之间的爱情故事，也读起来也是很吸引人。
And of course, the way that we read the love story between King Solomon and his wife is a beautiful one.
有人这么说。
There's someone who said this.
谈恋爱的是疯子。
The one who is getting involved in love is crazy.
的确, 恋爱中啊, 这个无名小卒也会变成英雄。
And sometimes you notice that even people who are just ordinary person, as soon as they fall in love, they change into a hero.
爱情中的男女呢，突然间变得很有勇气，有时候会做出疯狂的事情，所以谈恋爱的是疯子。
And regardless, as men or women, whenever they're involved or falling in love, they will become crazier.
那结婚的是傻子。
And I would say that the one who gets married are the fools.
结了婚呢，两三年，生了两三个，成为家庭的重担，结婚真的是傻子。
So after getting married, you may have a few children, and then the burden is on your shoulder. Therefore, this decision of getting married is actually a foolish act.
那不恋爱也不结婚的是什么呢?
But how do you see people who does not fall in love, or either did they not choose to get married?
是呆子。
Are the stupid ones.
好了，都骂尽了天下所有的人了。
Okay, so I'm actually reprimanding every single character here.
其实这是一种悲观的看法。
As a matter of fact, I will say that it is quite pessimistic to look at it this way.
很多人一生幸福美满，因为他有一个成功的婚姻。
If you look around, there are a lot of people who are successful in their wedding, in their marriage. This is how they live their lives.
有时候成也婚姻，败也婚姻。
But more than often, you find that marriage can provide you some success, but there are also people experience failure in their marriage.
如果你有一个美满的婚姻，那我们真的要跟你恭喜，你胜过家财万贯。
And if you have a wonderful marriage, then I have to congratulate you because you're worth more than what you can have in this world.
我们来读雅歌。
And let's read a Song of Solomon.
一个成功的婚姻的典型是什么？
And this is the template of a successful marriage.
好，我们再看第一章，雅歌第一章。
Let's look at a Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
先复习一下昨天晚上读的，一章十五节。
Let's do a review of what we have read yesterday. So please turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 15.
这是良人，这个男主角对他的佳偶，他的妻子说的话。
So the beloved is saying this to the Shulamite women.
他们四眼相对的时候，发现他的佳偶的眼睛好像鸽子眼。
When they both look at each other's eyes, they found that this woman's eyes was just like the dove's eyes.
昨天晚上，小弟讲完之后，我们有给各位一个功课，回去夫妻要四目相视20秒。 不知道这个功课大家有没有做了哈。
And last evening, I've given everyone this homework. After the lesson, you should go home and just look at your spouse's eyes for 20 seconds. And did you do it?
小弟是透过手机，遥遥的跟几千公里之外的太太看一看。
Well, in fact, I did that through my phone with my wife.
杨弟兄，你昨天有做功课吗？ 听说你看整个晚上的，我只给你20秒，你看了20分钟。
So I was instructed to do 20 seconds, but I did a whole night.
我们多久没有四目相视了呢？
Have we not looked into each other's eyes for the longest time?
很多时候我们的眼睛都奉献了给我们的手机。
Frequently, we have dedicated our eyesight to our phones.
至少一天两天，一个礼拜也要三次，深情地注视着对方。
And I would encourage everyone, at the very least, you should do this, looking into your spouse's eyes 3 times a week, or maybe more frequent than that.
眼睛不会骗人。
Because your eyes will never lie.
如果你的太太眼目躲开，那你要检讨是不是其中有什么文章啊？
And if your wife is trying to avoid the way that you look at her, then there must be something happening behind.
希望我们四目相视的时候都有看到我们幸福的未来，光明的前景。
So let's hope that when we look at our spouse's eyes, we can find the fortunes of the future and the goodness of the future.
好，那我们今天从第二章的第一节来看。
So today we'd like to continue reading on chapter 2, verse 1.
我们可以上下文来对照一下，来揣摩这一段话啊，这一句是哪一个？是良人还是佳偶说的话
？So we'd like to do some paraphrasing here, so that we can compare the words that were said by the beloved, and also the words that were said by the woman.
这一段呢、啊，从第一节到第六节，其实也是非常美的一段。
Right from verse 1 to verse 6 is indeed beautiful.
好，佳偶先说了。
And then the beloved said first.
我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。
He said, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys.
那我们为什么这么说呢？
So why did we say that?
我们前后上下文对照一下就可以揣摩而得。
And if you were to compare this with the passage later on, then you will understand the reason behind.
这是这位女主角她说，我自己呢是沙伦平原的一朵玫瑰。
So this woman or Shulamite woman said that I am the rose of Sharon.
是谷中的一朵百合花。
And the lily of the valleys.
她觉得稀松平常，非常的平凡。
She thought that she was just very ordinary.
沙伦平原是在加密山的山下。
And this place of Sharon located at the foot of this Mount Micah.
如果我们看那个以色列地的地图，从北到南，大概这个北部三分之一的地方呢，有一块突出地中海的。那个就是加密山。
If you were to look at the map of Israel, the top one third part of it, there's a protruded area into the River Jordan. It is the place called Mount Micah.
那北方的风吹下来。
Carmel, sorry.
北方的风吹下来的时候，这加密山就是迎风面，迎风面就会地形雨，雨水丰富，那就流淌到这个山下。一大片的这个沙伦平原就种满了非常多的玫瑰或是其他的花。
So you will notice that there's a pattern of the climate. When the wind breezes against the Mount Carmel, and then soon it will turn into water, into rainfall, and then it will just go into this valley, and then water the roses.
我们看到这个佳偶，他一直对自己的外表没有自信。
And we can notice that this Shulamite woman did not have self-confidence of her our appearance.
之前她说我的皮肤是黝黑的。
Before she said that I'm dark.
希望你们不要这样来轻看我。
And hopefully you don't look down on me.
那现在她自比是一大片沙伦平原的玫瑰花中的一朵，非常平凡、稀松，没有什么特别。
So now over here, she regarded herself as a very ordinary character. She is just one of the roses in Sharon.
这个沙伦跟谷中这些都是复数，表示一大片的土地，种满了这么多的花。
And this place, Sharon, and also the valleys that was referred here were in plural. Therefore, she is among many.
那我们在读第二节，我们就找到她的对仗了。
So on second verse that we're going to read, it will be a comparison to.
他的良人随时就立即就给他回复。
So the beloved quickly respond to what she said.
我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。
He said, verse 2, like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
我们看到这个良人随时会回应 这个骄傲对自己一种自怜或是不够自信的一些谈话。
The beloved always immediately respond to however feelings or emotions that the woman had, for instance, self-pity or feeling down.
就着她的话语来回应。
So he will only respond to what she says.
给她勇气, 给她鼓励,
to give her courage and also encouragement.
这是正面的回应,
and it's a positive thing.
啊, 一个女孩子嫁到一个家庭,
and for a woman to have married into another family,
啊, 她心中有很多的忐忑不安,
there's a lot of perplexity and also anxiety.
啊, 整个家庭她是否能够, 啊, 习惯, 啊, 能够, 啊, 适应, 啊, 是否侍奉公婆, 是不是能够得体?
Whether she's able to accustom to the way that this new family's lifestyle.
这个时候，身为丈夫的，如果能够适时的来鼓励、安慰，给她勇气，这对她的帮助很大。
And if the husband can be of her backing and trying to encourage her in times of challenges, it will be the best thing to do.
良人就是理想中的这个对象。
The beloved, it is the ideal partner to have.
那这个地方就是骄傲他自己看自己。
So then, the beloved look at himself.
缺乏自信。
She's lacking of confidence.
我非常平凡。
And I'm just ordinary.
可是在良人的眼中啊,
But in the eyes of the beloved,
是的，你是百合花。
Of course, you are the lily among thorns.
但是是在荆棘内的百合花。
It says that like a lily among thorns.
这么多的百合花，就有一朵在荆棘内。
So there are so many lilies out there, but yet this lily is among thorns.
这个良人看见了。
And then the beloved was able to see it.
表示说，虽然你平凡，但是你出淤泥而不染，你是超越的，你是在。 荆棘内的特别令人这个特别显眼，吸引人眼目的。
Which means to say that even though this woman is among one of the lily of many lilies, but yet he was able to notice her because she was very outstanding.
夫妻时常需要在言语上去鼓励对方。
And between husband and wife, words of encouragement is always the best thing to do.
这个先生对太太的赞美、鼓励，是给他一个更高的标准、更高的目标去努力，他会变得更好。
And the words of encouragement can always propel a person to be a better one.
如果先生时常去嫌弃他的糟糠之妻，把他看成是脚踏在地的，一点都不懂得体贴，那这个太太她会越来越灰心，她越来越没有自信。
And if a husband always treats the wife as worthless, then the wife will feel so defeated and so downcasted.
所以夫妻相处应该要有特别的眼光来看太太。
Therefore, in terms of the relationship between husband and wife, you must look at your spouse from a special perspective.
虽然平凡，但是与众不同。
He or she can be ordinary, but they are the most outstanding of all.
每个人的太太都是独一的，都独特的，绝无仅有。
Every wife is special. There are the one single best one.
神所创造的。
And they are created by God.
你去看她的优点。
And look at their virtues.
就算是最平凡的一朵百合花，你都可以看出它特殊之处。
Even though the lily can be so ordinary, but you can notice the virtues and the good parts of it.
太太很在乎丈夫的眼中看她是什么样的形象。
And the wife really cared about how the husband was looking at her.
那现在我们转笔，我们跟基督的关系。
So now we'd like to refer that to the relationship between us and Christ.
有时候我们觉得自己非常的平凡。
Sometimes we felt that we are so ordinary.
的确，就像哥林多前书一章二十六节以后的这一段话这么说的一样。
And it's true, just like what it was said at 1 Corinthians chapter
1:20.
Verse 20. Thank you. 26. So how does it say here?
其实神拣选我们的时候，第二十六。 第一章，好，神拣选我们，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，尊贵的也不多。
Over at verse 26, it says, For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
啊, 这一切都是神的恩典。
All these are the grace of God.
虽然我们平凡, 啊, 极其平凡, 但是神看我们是不一样的。
We may be ordinary, but God is looking at us in a very special way.
所以我们要努力地活在主的眼中, 是什么样的形象, 这很重要。
Therefore, we must try to live and also promote ourselves into the image that was expected by God.
我们可以不必在乎世人对我们的看法是什么。
We can care less about how people in the world are looking at us.
有时候我们自己评价自己也不一定是客观的。
And sometimes even if we judge on ourselves, it may not be objective at times.
我们看哥林多前书的第四章。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
保罗也曾经被很多人去评价、评论。 但是他都以为是小事情。
And there were a lot of people criticized against Paul, but he thought that it was not, it was a trivial matter.
哥林多前书四章第一节开始来看。
So let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
有很多人来论断保罗的时候啊。
So a lot of people came and criticized Paul.
保罗都不满意。
And Paul
不满意。
Paul wasn't happy about it.
他认为说。 人应当把我们看成是基督的仆人呐，基督的执事，基督的仆人。
That let a man so consider us as servant of Christ.
他认为这就是最尊贵的身份。
Because he thought that this is the most noble status.
那么他讲这个管家就是要要求忠心。
And then he says, that are stewards of the mysteries of God.
因为这个仆人就是奥秘室的管家。
Because this servant will be the steward of the mysteries of God.
那第三节就提到了，他被很多人论断。So
over at verse 3, it talks about how many people judge him.
他在很多人的眼中，在很多人的口中，到底是什么？So
through the mouths of people, through the judgment of people, what kind of person Paul has been regarded as?
有更多教会信徒对他论断。
And there are a lot of members in the Church of Corinth actually judge him.
还有别人对他论断。
And also there are many others who judge him.
连他自己也会论断自己。
Even he himself judge against himself.
但是他认为这些都是小事。
But he thought all these are just trivial.
他也不愿意去论断自己。
And he did not want to judge himself.
那事实上他是有论断过自己的。
But rather, he once judged himself as well.
我们读第四节就知道了。
So over at verse 4, we can know that.
我虽不觉得自己有错，就是他曾经评论过自己呀，反省啊。
So for I know of nothing against myself, which means to say that there was a time when he examined himself.
然后呢，他就讲了，最重要的判断是主啦，我们的主。
And then he continued by saying, yet I'm not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord.
那这个时候还没有到,不要随意的去论断。
So the time is not up yet, so we should not judge ourselves casually.
将来有一个永恒的判断。
In the future, there's an everlasting judgment.
那我们就可以从神那里得到称赞。
That will be the time that we receive the compliments from God.
我们基督徒在这个世上活得很辛苦，有一部分是因为我们很在乎这个世界对我们的看法是什么。
The reason why that a lot of Christians is having a hard time living in this world is because they anticipate how people in this world look at them.
我们努力地在我们的朋友面前，假装我们很快乐，我们也很大的成就。
And we try to pretend very successful and full of achievement in front of our friends.
其实有些时候这是自欺欺人。
But as a matter of fact, we're just lying to ourselves.
保罗说，
And Paul said，
真正的忠心是什么？
What is true loyalty? True faithfulness.
他有智慧去应对很多人对他的评论。
That he must have the wisdom to overcome all these kind of judgments made by others.
开始的时候读这一段好像搭不上调，为什么忠心是这样呢？
And at the beginning, it seems that this is quite irrelevant, looking at how people judge him.
第二节跟第三节是怎么连起来的？
But then how verse 2 and verse 3 are interconnected.
被论断的时候的态度为什么是忠心的态度？
So why did he say that when the time he was judged, it is how you reveal yourself in terms of being faithful?
别人在论断他的时候，他也自我反省。
And when people judge against him, he also examined himself.
但是他不认为自我的判断就是正确的。
But he did not regard that his own judgment against himself as a correct one.
这个骄傲对自己的看法是自谦、自怜、不够自信。
So the Shulamite woman who was self-pity, who was not having enough confidence to judge against herself.
这女孩子有这样的心理反应，是因为她很在乎这个爱情。
And the reason why the Shulamite woman made such a statement because she cared about this love.
她很在乎她的良人对她的看法是什么。
She cared about how the beloved is looking at her.
所以今天我们的忠心表现在哪里？
Therefore, so today, where should we show our faithfulness?
我们不要被别人的论断给影响。
And we should not be affected or impacted by any of the judgment made by others against us.
但是我们自己要反省。
But we ourselves has to examine.
当我们认为没有错，不等于就是有意了。
Even though you may think that you have nothing wrong against anyone, but it doesn't mean that it's beneficial to you.
因为真正的判断是天上之神。Because
the true judgment comes from God in heaven.
像这个良人对这个骄傲就发出了你是百合花，但你却是在荆棘中的百合花。And
just like how the beloved said, that this Shulamite woman, she is like a lily among thorns.
所以今天我们要在乎我们的主对我们的看法是什么。
So today all we care about is how the Lord is looking at us.
因为那是真正的评价，真正的价值所在。
Because that is the true assessment, that is the true value where it lies.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
So let's first turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章, 这个是谈到在神眼中什么是宝贵的。
It talks about what is the valuable ones in front of God.
好，我们看哈， 第一节开始哈。
Let's read from verse 1.
到这个第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
他要讲的是什么呢? 就是内在的。 真洁的品性，二节，真洁的品性和敬畏的心。
And it talks about over here, especially verse 2, when
第二节，好，OK,
when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
第四节。
And let's skip to verse 4.
第四节。
Let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
我们怎么样来打扮自己?
How should we put on? How should we put ornaments on ourselves?
这个不可以没有的，就是第四节所说的。
What is indispensable is mentioned at verse 4.
把自己打扮得很漂亮，这是在人眼中的漂亮。那我们在神眼中怎么评价呢？
If you wear a lot of makeup, it's only for people to see. But we need to know what's in the eyes of God that we are.
什么是在神面前的宝贵的事情？
So what is the most precious thing in the sight of God?
在路加福音十二章啊，主耶稣他讲了一个比喻。
So over at the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, the Lord Jesus said this parable.
无知财主的比喻。
There is a parable about this foolish wealthy person.
那个财主他努力的经营，他在世界在人的眼中是一个成功的。
And this wealthy person or the rich man, he's in the eyes of people in the world, he's successful.
但是主耶稣最后讲说。 这个人他在世上富足，可是在神面前不富足。
But the Lord Jesus said that even though this person, this rich man, is successful in front of the people in the world, but in front of God, he's not.
耶稣讲这些话不是说反对我们在世上富足。
The reason why the Lord Jesus said that is not against us going after wealth.
他强调了一个人在世上富足，在神面前不富足，就像这个无知的财主一样。
And the reason why the Lord Jesus said that this rich man is only successful in the eyes of people in the world, but yet he's lacking in front of God.
没有钱的人很怕大家知道他很贫穷。
And then for those who have no money, they're afraid that people know that they don't have money.
我们今天如果不是很富有，我们为什么要害怕？我们活在神面前是一个富足的人，我们为什么要怕世人看不起我们呢？
But why should we be afraid of? Because in front of God, we're the most wealthy of all.
很多人必须借着名牌的包包来衬托起他好像在社会的身份比较高。
There are some people who like a name brand handbags just to prove that they have a certain status in the society.
基督徒也可以买名牌的包包啊。
And of course, as a Christian, we can also buy a name brand handbag.
有钱的就拿名贵的包包，没有钱的就多多吃小笼包也可以。
And then for those wealthy members, you can buy expensive handbags. But for those who doesn't have the mean, you can enjoy anything else.
我们不要一直追随，不要一直活在世人眼中的价值，然后我们就活得很累、很虚伪、自欺欺人。
So we should not be always pursuing what's the most valuable in the eyes of people in this world.
这些要放下。
Because you have to let it go.
而且有时候这些就是爱情的阻挡。
And because sometimes this kind of idea prevents your love.
两人看重的不是这些。
Because the beloved was not emphasizing on this at all.
这个女主角苏拉尼米呢，她可能是一个来自乡间，因为她管理葡萄园呢，她是一个乡间的小女子。
So this Shulamite woman is only a woman who worked in the vineyard.
但是她在两人的眼中是特殊的。
But in the eyes of the beloved, she is very special.
很多的基督徒他要追随人家去看电影，看很多的戏剧，然后他有话题跟人家讲，可以谈论名牌包包。
And some Christians, they love to watch movies or follow a lot of dramas because so that they can gain a lot of topics or things to talk about.
当我们需要用物质去衬托出我们的身份的时候，其实我们内心有不安。
If you are using material to substantiate your status or your value, then inside you is emptiness.
我们在主的救恩当中，我们不该没有自信的。
So in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should not be the one that is lacking of confidence.
我们活在世人的眼前，我们就是神的儿女啊，这是最宝贵的身份呢。
And before the people of this world, we are the children of God, which is the most precious of all.
我们固然不需要。 自卑,
of course, we said that we should not be feeling inferior about ourselves, but we should not be overly self-conceited. So we need to look at ourselves in a very correct way, which is how the Lord Jesus is assessing us. It doesn't matter if the hair is gray.
那天家庭聚会的时候，有一位老姐妹八十七岁坐在旁边，她问我几岁，我跟她说跟你差不多啊。她说对哦，看起来是差不多。And
then the other day I was in this Bible study. There's a senior sister who asked me how old I am. And I said I'm just about your age. And then she said, yeah, that's how I judge you.
将来我们活在神面前。
And in the future, the way that we stand before the Lord, there will be no name brand handbags before Him. The Lord Jesus will never ask you how much money you have in your bank account. The only thing the Lord Jesus Christ will ask you is that are you wealthy in front of the Lord? Because our Lord is a just person. Just God.
有一些世人所看不起的主耶稣的恩典临到他，使他们在信心上面能够富足。So
even though there are some things that has been disregarded by people in the world, but yet the Lord has fulfilled all His people.
我们要做一个有自信的基督徒。And
we need to become a Christian that is full of confidence.
美丽跟财富不是罪过。And
beauty and also wealth is not a crime.
但如果我们只剩下美丽跟钱财，其他的我们在神面前一点都不富足，那这样就是一种惋惜。But
if the only things that you have is beauty and wealth, and nothing else, then in front of the Lord you are a poor person.
虽然我们没有世人所羡慕的美丽以及财富，但是我们有同样的机会、平等的机会，活在神面前，成为一个富足的人。
Even though we don't have the beauty and the wealth regarded by the world, people in the world, but yet in front of the Lord, we have the richness that has been given by God.
当我们再一次的向这个骄傲，却觉得说我是极其平凡的一个人的时候，主耶稣在我们眼中，在主耶稣的眼中，他看我们就是极其美丽。
And just like unto this Shulamite woman, even though she regarded herself as a very ordinary person, but in front of the Lord, she is valuable.
那这句话很好，百合花在荆棘内。
So this phrase is indeed beautiful. It says, like a lily among thorns.
那我们追溯到这个荆棘的历史。荆棘啊，这个荆棘的历史。So
then we talk about the history of thorns.
创世纪第三章就开始有了。
And at the beginning of Genesis chapter 3,
人犯罪以后, 这个地啊，因为人的缘故被咒诅。
And after humans sinned against God, and the earth had been cursed by God.
啊，所以这个荆棘就代表着受咒诅的意思。
And thorn has existed since then because it proves as a curse.
啊，也是苦难的意思。
And also it also symbolizes persecution.
啊，因为在出埃及记的第三章里面再次的出现。
Because in Exodus chapter 3, it was once again mentioned.
啊，摩西看到有一撮的荆棘在火中啊烧，但是并不没有被烧毁。
And Moses witnessed this thorn was in fire, but yet it was not destroyed.
啊，就代表以色列百姓在埃及受苦。
Which means to say that Israelites will be suffering in the wilderness.
好像被火烧,
in Egypt.
但是神保守他们。
Even though they suffer, but yet the Lord preserved them.
啊，所以百合花在荆棘内就是受很多的苦啊。
Therefore, when we say lilies in the thorns, which means that someone who's going through a lot of trials and pain.
那到了马太福音13章22节，主耶稣讲那个撒种的比喻再一次的出现。
So the parable of the sowing, the sowers, that was mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew.
哦，那个种子撒在那个荆棘内。
And then the seed has been planted in the thorns.
啊，就是有今生的思虑。
Which means to say that you have this worries of the world.
哦，还有钱财的迷惑。
And also this deceit of wealth.
啊，那用这个来比喻的时候，这个百合花都没有被这些给限制，它出于你而不染。 它有超越的超然的作为。
So when beloved says that the lily of thorns, which means that it was able to grow out of thorns without the impact from the thorn.
它在困境中努力地活出自己。
In times of challenges, she was able to live on her own.
它在荆棘的挤压底下，她依然绽放她的芬芳。
And under the constraints of the thorns and thistles, and she was able to produce fragrance.
哦，所以我们基督徒应该要努力地活出啊基督的形象，要散发出那个香气来。
Therefore, as a Christian, we need to produce this kind of fragrance from the nard.
啊，外表的装扮可能引起人家注意。
And you can have all kinds of makeups to lure the attentions of others.
但是努力活出自己，我们有好的形象。 那种香气呢，会不断的吸引人。But
then, as you build a good image of yourself in front of God, it will produce the fragrance.
那就我们自己才有真正的在信仰上真正的自信。And
that is so-called the true confidence in our faith.
如果有孩子一直追逐明星啊，求偶像啊，一直是追逐啊，还跟人家挤那个晚上半夜的啊，去听歌，还被挤啊，踩踏在地。 很可怜啊，有很多的悲惨的事情发生，那表示说他盲目的追逐，是因为他心中没有自信了。And
there are a lot of youths today. They went after all the singers and also the movie stars. And then some of them have been killed in the crowd where they move dangerously. Therefore, you could find that the reason why all these youth were going after the superstars because they're lacking of confidence.
大家都活在不安定的。 的时代，不知道明天会发生什么事情，所以需要英雄，需要偶像，这代表内心的空虚以及不够自信。You
notice that a lot of people is living in this kind of vanity because they need something to fill up their emptiness.
我们要在信仰上去追求。
Therefore, in terms of faith, we need to pursue.
我们要活在神面前是一个富足的人。
Before the Lord, we need to live the way that the Lord regards as a rich person.
And
we are recognized by the Lord.
百合花在荆棘内。
And we're the lily of the thorns.
这个对良人的吸引多大？
So how much, how great the attraction is for the beloved.
这个爱情可以进到更深处。
So this kind of love can enter deeper.
因为他完全接受这个人。
Because it entirely accepts the person.
一直在看到他是在逆境中来成长。
And continuously you see this person grew in times of adversity.
那种爱的吸引非常的强烈。
And a kind of attraction of love is so strong.
在婚姻在信仰上我们都应该这样来活出自己。
So we should lift ourselves on this in terms of our marriage and our faith.
充满在我们心，圣灵充满在我们的心，我们很有自信，活出自己来。
When the words of God is within our heart, when the Holy Spirit touches us, we can live in confidence.
自我身份的认同，我们是神的儿女，很有自信。
And we recognize our identity with the Lord, then we have the confidence.
我们是天国的人，我们走天国的路，跟那些不去天国的人走的路是不一样的，我们就努力的往前走。
And we are walking on our way to heaven. We're just different from others. They are not.
所以我们在座的年轻人就是要这样自我的肯定。
Therefore, I'm encouraging all the younger generation these days that you need to be confident on your way to heaven.
我们不会迷失在这个世界纸醉金迷的这个时代，不是这样的。我们自有信仰给我们的这种价值观。
You're not lose yourself in this flimsy world.
那在婚姻上也是一样的。
And in the same token, it applies to our marriage.
用我们本身散发出来的美好的本质来吸引我们的配偶。
That we are able to build out our true character, true good characters, to produce such a fragrance.
那各位良人也不要太在乎苛刻的要求我们的佳偶要多么的打扮的多么的美丽。
And I'm encouraging all of our beloved ones. You don't want to expect too much of your spouse. To do too much making up.
我们来做一个比喻，这一层皮扒掉的时候，每个人都一样，不管你的眼睛有多大，这一层皮扒掉，每个人都一样。
And honestly speaking, every one of us, if you were to peel off the skin of your face, we all look the same. At the end of the day,
我们将来不是带着这一张脸去见耶稣的。
In the future, we're not seeing the Lord with the face that we have right now.
是用我们的灵性去见耶稣的。
But rather, we're using our spirituality to see God.
灵魂没有颜色。
And our soul does not bear colors.
这个苏拉密女，她皮肤黑，将来她面见耶稣，不是带着黑的皮肤去见耶稣。
Even though this Shulamite woman was dark, but in the future when she sees the Lord, she will not see with her own complexion.
这是一个会用皮肤的颜色去判断一个人的身份的高低的世界，多么的不公平！但是在神面前，绝对的公义。
And in this world of inequality, people are judging others against their colors, the way they look.
因为灵魂没有颜色。
Because I'm saying the soul has no colors.
我们要预备好。
And we must prepare ourselves well.
我们灵魂有一个基督徒的颜色，就是纯洁。
As long as there's a Christian color on our soul, which is the pure color of all.
我们带着纯洁的灵魂去见耶稣。
And then we're seeing the Lord with a pure soul.
好，我们再回过头来看雅歌第二章。
So let's return to Song of Solomon chapter 2.
我们就看到了这一朵玫瑰花，这一朵百合花是在荆棘内非常的超然努力的活出自己来。
So we noticed that this lily was able to transcend itself from the midst of thorns.
我们再看第二章第三节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 3.
那现在接着呢，骄傲就对他的良人提出这个称赞。
And then there's a compliment from the Shulamite women for the beloved.
他也说他的良人在男子中如同苹果树在树林中。
And she said that in verse 3, like an apple tree among the trees of the woods.
良人把骄傲比喻成荆棘内的百合花。
So the beloved says the woman was a lily among thorns.
那现在这个骄傲呢他把良人比喻成树林中的苹果树。
But then the Shulamite woman in return, she said to the beloved that he is just like an apple a tree among the trees of the wood.
在众多的树木中呢, 苹果树非常突出。
And among so many trees, apple trees are the most noticeable ones.
因为它结了, 有红, 颜色的, 有颜色的苹果, 一看就看见了。
Because there's color to apple itself, therefore it's very easily noticed.
也是特殊的。
And also it is outstanding.
无关于这个良人, 他外表是不是很出众, 是不是, 非常的俊秀。
And this has nothing to do if the beloved is handsome at all.
他要讲在树林中的苹果树就是要引带引出来底下的这两个东西。
And all what she was saying by saying like an apple tree among the trees of the woods is to her description to follow is in the latter part of the verse.
就是说他可以欢欢喜喜地坐在他的印下。
It says, so is my beloved among the sons.
他之前被这个阳光给曝晒的皮肤都黝黑, 那现在呢, 在做一个比喻的时候, 在这个印下可以得到安息。
Excuse me, I sat down in his shade with great delight. Before, she has to work under the sun, but now she has a shade to cover.
他可以有一个阴凉的印下来得到安息休息。
And there's a shade for her to take rest.
那这个就是一种幸福的感觉了。
And this is a sense of wellness, sense of wonderful life.
太阳底下的辛苦呢，在苹果树的荫下得到休息。
And even though she has to go through a lot of toil working in a field, but now she has the shade of the apple tree to enjoy.
而且有果子可以尝一尝。
And also she can enjoy the fruit, the apple.
这个滋味是甘甜的。
And the taste of it is sweet.
劳苦尽失了,
that all her labor was gone.
心灵转换高兴,
and her spirit was uplifted.
而且滋味是甘甜,
and then the taste of it was sweet.
丈夫应该要像一棵苹果树,
so all husbands should be just like an apple tree.
妻子是荆棘内的百合花,
and then the wives should be the lily among thorns.
良人应该是树林中的苹果树。
And then the beloved should be the apple tree.
两人要共同努力地来把自己的角色扮演好。
And both husband and wife must try to shoulder up the responsibility they were entrusted.
所以妻子表现出她美好的本性。
So the wife was able to express her good virtues.
那丈夫就是要安慰，就是要贴心。 然后提供她一切的保护、保障，让她得到安息、安静。
So what the husband should do is to provide a sense of security for the woman so that she can grow in peace.
丈夫好像是屋顶啊，父亲像屋顶啊，遮风避雨啊。
And the husband is just like the roof that is covering her from all kinds of storms.
一肩挑起所有的担子。
And he was able to shoulder up all kinds of burdens.
让他的妻小都能够得到安息。
Therefore, all the family members are able to rest inside under the roof.
得到保护, 得到幸福。
They will be protected, they will be provided with a fortunate life.
所以他两个人都共同去努力, 都没有去要求对方, 他只是努力地活出自己, 对方就会被感动了。
So if you are not doing it because the other party is demanding on it, yet you are doing out of your heart, then it will touch your spouse.
说话的语调是很柔和的。
And then the way that you say things is very gentle.
回去再读一读, 你会觉得他们的对话,尤其是这个当丈夫的, 他的语调非常的温柔, 他一直都是给他的太太鼓励, 给他自信心。
And you should go home and read this a few more times. You will notice that the way that the beloved said to the woman was very gentle.
没有恶言相向。
And there was nothing that is evil against the woman.
他们多么的珍惜相处对话, 那个甜蜜的时刻。
And then they enjoy the sweet moment where they having each other.
第四节再继续的进展下去。
So let's continue reading verse 4.
那么他就似乎有一种憧憬, 幻想的样子。
It seems that there was some kind of a dream about this.
那这个甜蜜的果子呢, 也尝了。 而且呢,
and also they have tasted the fruit, and they have, and also this abundance of words.
所以这个良人为教做了很多的事情。
And then the beloved has done a lot of things for the women.
这个都是教所需要, 而且他会感动的。
And then that's what she need, and also what that touches her.
那么你看, 以爱为旗在我以上。 第四节, 最后一句话。
So the latter portion of verse 4, and his banners over me was love.
啊, 这个旗子就是一个标志。
And this banner is a sign.
啊, 就是用爱作为一个标志。
So the love has been used as a banner, as a sign.
啊, 也是一个保障,
it is
保证。
Also, it is also an assurance.
啊, 所以这个丈夫给妻子的呢, 是一个完整的爱。
So the love that the husband has given to the wife was a perfect love.
他们就在幸福里头。
And so they live in this good life.
我们再看第五节,
so let's continue reading verse 5.
这样在一个爱的幻想当中啊,
so under this kind of imagination,
啊, 他想他应该要更大的力量去爱。
And they were imagining themselves loving each other even more.
啊, 他们两人, 啊, 彼此的相亲相爱。
So they love one another.
啊, 那看第六节, 啊,
so let's go over verse 6.
他的左手在我头下, 他的右手将我抱住。
His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me.
啊, 这段话, 啊, 有人解读为这是一个爱的憧憬。
And some people regard this verse as just an imagination of love.
啊, 有人在读雅歌的时候,
and when there are some people when they read Songs of Solomon,
啊, 会喜欢, 啊, 把第一章, 第二章都解读, 啊, 是他们结婚以前的交往。
Some people thought that for chapter 1 and chapter 2 is the courtship before their marriage.
那要到了第三章的第六节呢, 有一个 结婚的仪式, 啊, 他们才正式进入婚姻。
So it is only at chapter 3 verse 6 where they have this matrimony so that they are officially married.
啊, 其实我们不一定要这么样去把它, 啊, 切割来看。
I don't think we need to slice it this way.
啊, 因为这是一个回忆。
Because this is only a recollection of things.
啊, 所以它很多的场景时间它是挤压在一起。
And a lot of these things happening here and there, they have been compressed.
啊, 他们已经成为夫妻。
And they have since become husband and wife.
啊, 那一个场景一个场景, 啊, 不同的诗歌在对唱, 爱情的诗歌在对唱, 所以它不一定标示出很清楚的是婚前还是婚后。
So in different scenarios, they were chanting the song of love, and then it all happened at different times during their relationship. So it really doesn't matter.
啊, 所以我们可以去忽略到这一点。
So we should just disregard that.
因为它就是夫妻之间的爱啊。
Because it is all about the love between husband and wife.
啊, 那有人就说了。
And there are some people said.
啊, 在第三章以前啊, 三章六节以前。
And before anything before chapter 3 verse 6.
如果你把它界定是婚前的交往。
And they characterized this as a courtship before marriage.
那结婚以前怎么可以私爱成病呢?
So, so before they got married, how can they be lovesick?
啊, 怎么会有出现左手在我头下, 他的右手将我抱住呢?
And how can you say that his left hand is already under my head and his right hand embraces me?
那事实上当他们在圆房之夜啊, 啊, 他们这个新郎, 新郎发现他的, 他的新娘啊, 真的是一个闭锁的圆, 关闭的井啊, 她是一个贞洁的 女子.
So in the night where both of them go to bed, the beloved found that the woman was a virgin. The woman was kept perfect.
啊, 所以这个就打破了他们婚前有所谓的性行为的这样的一个描述。
So under such a description, we know that they never have any sexual relationship prior to marriage.
啊, 我们不必一定要界定这是婚前还是婚后，这是这个夫妻之间的爱，我们这样去解读就可以了。
Therefore, we need not characterize this as pre-marriage or post-marriage, because as long as we understand the love between them, that is good enough.
那我们要理解的话，应该从第三节、三节到六节，这些都是这个良人所做的事情。
So what is most important for us to understand is chapter 3, from verse 3 to 6. All these have been done by the beloved.
啊, 就是丈夫为妻子所做的,
that all the things that the husband has done for the wife,
提供给他印下得以得到安息,
so that he has provided shade for her to rest,
提供果实使他觉得甘甜,
so that he also provided fruits for her to taste the sweetness,
带他筵宴所, 让他饱足地来享用爱情的筵席,
and she was also able to enjoy the feast of love that he provided.
啊, 用爱做妻子的标示, 啊, 这个爱永恒不变,
and also to give her the banner of love that shows that the love will never change.
啊, 在爱的过程当中去鼓励给他力量,
in a process of love, there's always encouragement and providing strength to her.
那左手扶住这个佳偶的头,
so then the beloved was holding her hand by his left hand,
让她有安稳的感觉,
so that she will feel rested.
那右手把她抱住,
so then he held, embraced her with his right hand,
让她觉得有安全感,
so that she will have the sense of security.
啊, 右手就是代表有力量的,
so the right hand symbolizes the strength.
在诗篇里头有很多的诗歌作者都说, 神的右手将我扶住, 神的右手拯救我。
In the book of Psalms, there's a lot of description of the hands of God, the right hand of God as the strength.
给他安稳, 给他安全,
and to provide protection, to provide safety.
这就是良人的形象,
this is the very image of the beloved.
也是所有的良人应该要努力的,
and this is what all the husbands must strive for.
那在这样的一个, 各尽努力, 尽本分的, 这时候呢, 这个家就成为幸福的场所。
So under the circumstances where both parties or both spouses strive their best to fulfill their duty as part of the family, this family will be a good one.
啊, 当他们在回忆的时候, 充满了罗曼蒂克, 甜蜜, 幸福的感觉。
When they try to recollect this history of the family, they will recollect all the sweetness and all the beautiful things that happened.
啊, 那我们再看第七节, 啊,
so let's read chapter 3, verse 7.
二章的第七节啊,
在, excuse me, chapter 2, verse 7.
这句话其实在雅歌他出现了三次。
In the Songs of Solomon, the same thing has been said three times.
啊, 而且可能很多人, 这句话可能成为很多人对雅歌的一个刻板印象, 就是记住这句话。
And perhaps a lot of people were kind of feeling a little bit
一个印象,
a fixed image of what it is to say these words at chapter 7,
这句话在三章的五节也再出现一次。
And it was once again mentioned at chapter 3, verse 5.
到最后要结束以前的八章在第四节也再出现一次。
And lastly, appear at chapter 8, verse 4.
啊, 所以有一些圣经学者, 啊, 就顺其自然的, 因为有出现三次, 所以就把整个雅歌分成四, 四首诗歌。
So because some of the scholars, when they study this book, they noticed that it has been mentioned three times, similar kind of verse. Therefore, they have divided the entire book into four sections.
啊, 这样去把它分段, 其实也是很自然的。
Now, of course, if you were to divide the entire book this way, it is quite natural things to do.
那既然出现了三次, 一定是它的重要的 keyword.
Now, of course, if this were to be mentioned three times, it must be important.
啊, 我们来看第七节, 解释一下。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 7, and I'll explain.
啊, 这是对耶路撒冷的众女子提出一种请求。
It is a request of the daughters of Jerusalem.
啊, 就好像这个舞台上呢, 情歌对唱的时候, 背后的那个和音的诗班一样, 这些众女子。
And just like on the stage where people were singing and chanting the song of love, it seems like a group of people was singing behind the scene.
那么这句话是良人讲的还是佳偶讲的呢?
So whether this statement was made by the beloved or the Shulamite woman,
不容易去分辨,
it is not able to tell.
而且良人讲也无不可, 佳偶说好像也很合理。
And then if you were to say that the husband has said it, well, or the woman has said it, I think both are just reasonable to say so. But what is the emphasis here?
就是不要惊动,
which says that you should not stir up or awaken,
啊, 不要叫醒我所亲爱的,
nor awaken love.
啊, 这个应该是指着爱情呢, 不要去惊动爱情, 啊, 不要打扰爱情。
Essentially, what it's saying here is that you should not stir up love.
这个领养跟母鹿哈, 在雅歌不断地出现, 出现了好多次。
So in this Song of Solomon, you notice that in many occasions they mention gazelles and also does of the field.
这些都是洁净的牲畜。
And all these are clean animal.
那么它出现的时候就代表着爱情，是爱情的象征。
So when these animals has been mentioned, it means that the love is pure.
所以对着耶路撒冷的众女子来请求，那也邀约这些牲畜啊，这些羚羊，羚羊跟母鹿，因为它可爱的模样，所以可以象征着这个爱情。
So in the same way, they have requested a daughter of Jerusalem, and also describe it as gazelles and also does of the field, which symbolizes the pureness of the love.
所以底下中文比较小的字呢，就有说不要激动爱情。
And so the last sentence, verse 7 says, do not stir up nor awaken love.
那这个爱是要自然形成。
And this love has to evolve naturally.
啊, 两厢情愿。
And it has to be done under the willingness of both parties.
到成熟的时刻。
So until the time when it ripes.
啊, 那这个性是以爱为基础的。
So the sexual relationship is based on love.
啊, 是不能急躁的。
It cannot be rushed.
以爱作为基础。
That love is the foundation.
在婚姻里头自然发生。
Within the marriage, it will happen naturally.
那这个爱才能够造就人。
And this kind of love can only this kind of love can encourage people.
才能够造就生命。
Only this kind of love can edify life.
我们在现实生活当中看到很多。
In reality, our life, we have seen a lot of examples.
我们这个世界是没有爱就可以有性。
In this world, you notice that there are a lot of people can have sexual relationship without love.
没有爱的性。
And a sexual relationship without love
会混乱变成罪恶。
Will create chaos and it will turn into sin.
那是私欲怀胎。
And that is the self-desire.
它会变成罪。
And it will become a sin.
那罪会破坏一体的关系。
And sin will destroy the oneness of a marriage relationship.
这是污秽的。
And which is corrupted.
污秽的爱会伤害生命。
A corrupted love will destroy life.
那么在婚姻里头得到保障。
So within the marriage, it should be protected.
所以进入婚姻以爱为基础。 自然的有性的这种深入的这种交往以及一种表达恒常性的关系就建立了。
And as you enter into marriage, this kind of relationship will develop naturally, and you will find that it will be lasting.
那在婚姻的保障底下,
so under the protection of marriage,
那就产生圣洁的爱。
And then the pure love will be yielded.
那如果是结婚以前是激情, 产生的这个性。
So prior to marriage, if the kind of sexual relationship that happened,
那这个关系不是用纯真的爱来建立, 是用激情来建立。
And this kind of love was not built on pure love, but rather it was built on stimulations.
但是激情过后呢, 就是无情, 就是绝情。
But after this kind of stimulation, what I have left you is loveless.
你看大卫的儿子暗嫩。
And if you look at the son of David, Amnon,
对他同父异母的妹妹。
And then he raped his sister of a different mother.
开始就是乱, 后来就遗弃。
And at the beginning, it started in chaos, but at the end, it ended up in confusion.
他只要激情, 他只要性, 没有爱, 始乱终弃, 后来就悲剧。
There was only sexual relationship without love, and you notice that the consequence was pure chaos.
所以我们在座的年轻人要听明白。
Therefore, I hope that the younger generation can understand what I'm saying.
这个爱是自然到成熟的时刻。
That the love will have to grow till the time of ripeness.
所以婚前要保守圣洁。
Therefore, prior to marriage, you should preserve yourself wholly.
我们为我们的将来结婚的配偶。 保守完整完全的爱
So if we can preserve ourselves and make ourselves perfect before marriage for our spouse
等到结婚的那个晚上
And you will wait till the night where you get married
我们给对方的是完整完全的爱
So what we are going to give to our spouse is the perfect love
当我们这样立志的时候
As we determine to do so
耶稣为我们保守安排
And the Lord Jesus will preserve us and will arrange everything else for us.
就会有一个佳偶，他也把他完整完全的爱给我们。
And in the same way, the Lord God will prepare a perfect spouse for you.
没有不安。
There will be no unrest.
只有完全的契合。
There's only a perfect harmony.
一生只有一次。
And you can only have this once in your lifetime.
有没有玩过那个旧时代的火柴盒？
And have you ever tried to play with matchboxes, the old style one?
不要讲那么远, 讲可口可乐就好。
Or let's not talk about matchboxes, perhaps Coca-Cola.
你把这个可口可乐的这个瓶盖打开, 它就打开了。
So if you were to open this Coca-Cola,
每一瓶可口可乐只能开一次。
And each bottle you can only open once.
所以你要保守。
Therefore, you need to preserve yourself.
我们的贞操也是只有一次。
And same thing, our virginity only once.
你有义务。
And it's your duty.
为你的配偶，将来结婚的配偶，现在就要保守。
It is your duty and responsibility that you need to preserve your virginity for your spouse in the future.
你有权利可以拥有，你的配偶给你的也是完全的爱。
And you have the right in the same way that you demand your spouse to provide you the virginity as well.
我们就是荆棘内的百合花。
And we're just like the lily among thorns.
不被这个世界给影响。
We're not impacted by the world.
不被世界潮流给冲昏头。
We have not been flushed away by the trends of the world.
往天国的人走的路跟不往天国的人走的路是不一样的。 所以不要走他们的路。
And you need to tell to know the difference between those people who walk the way to heaven and for those who are not.
求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
And may the Lord help each and every one of us.
我们来唱诗241首。
Let's sing hymn number 241.
良人的右手扶住佳偶的头。
The right hands of the beloved holds the heads of the wife.
他的右手抱住他的家偶
And his right hand embraced Shulamite woman
给一个功课回去想一想他们躺卧的方位是怎么样安排
And I'll give you this homework You should go home and figure out the way they hold each other
想一想就好不要实地演练整个晚上都睡不着觉
And just think about it, you don't need to do it physically because you might have a sleepless night.
没关系,更重要的就是要为我们的婚姻祷告。
But regardless, the most important of all is we must always pray for our own marriage.
我们都年轻过。
And we all were young before.
如果你前一段的路没有走得很顺。
If in the past you did not have a smooth path.
也许有一些懊悔。
And perhaps there's a lot of regrets.
但是来日方长,你要把握。
But there are a lot of days ahead. You need to hold on to this opportunity.
耶稣应许给我们有婚姻的幸福的权利，你要把握。
And the Lord Jesus Christ has given us the right to enjoy the wonders of marriage, and we need to hold on to this opportunity.
每一天都更爱我们的配偶。
And every single day, we must love our spouse even more.
有一天真的能够白头偕老，坐在椅子上。 回忆起年轻的时候多么风光的事情
And we'll all grow old together with our spouse Then we will be able to recollect the days of our young How we have lived our life
我们要努力
And we need to strive for it
要好好的经营
And we need to manage it
这当中要付出很多
And in the whole duration There's a lot of things that we need to pull in
我们祷告主耶稣一定会保守
And as long as we pray to the Lord, He will protect us.
啊, 也为我们的儿女的婚姻祷告。
And we must also pray for the marriages of our children.
你觉得在婚姻上, 有很大的无力感, 你要吃苹果, 你要吃葡萄干, 那就向神求, 加添我们的心力。
And if you're feeling that you're so fatigued in your marriage, and it feels like I need to have some raisins, I need to have something that is sweet, you need to pray to the Lord.
我们要接受按手祝福的, 可以到前头来。
And for those who wish to have the laying of hand by the ministers, please come forward.
我们同心一起跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.